The epistle appointed for this, the feast day of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, is taken from the book of Judith. The Lord had blessed thee by his power, because by thee he has brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, and who had directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies, because he has so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, what has prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Luke. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that thou hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear him. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Please be seated. Today is one of the most beautiful feasts of our Blessed Mother, and we should recall her always to mind and thank her every day for the great gift that she gave all of us. At such a tender age, to be asked to do such an important and magnificent thing as to bring about the incarnation of her Son, and being able to listen to her Son preach, revealing the Word of God to the people who are hungry to hear good tidings, to be with her Son during the Passion, offering herself with him. And when her glorious Son ascended to heaven, our Blessed Mother remained. What was her job now? Now her job is to comfort those of the apostles, disciples, to the many trials and tribulations that they had to go through, to reassure them that what they were doing gave them confidence. Hearing the stories that you know she must have said about her own Son. What a life this Holy One of God has led, in which prophecy has yet to be fulfilled, where she will crush our enemies. But until that time, in these days and times, we need to call on her every day, asking for her help, pleading for her prayers to help us to walk the straight and narrow, not to give in to worldly ways, or as persuasion of our friends or whoever else, to try always to do good, to avoid evil. We all want to imitate her son. And the more we imitate her son, the more pleased the Father is. Because after all, the more closely we stay to the sacraments, our Lord, the Father, looks down upon each and one of us, and he doesn't see you, doesn't see me. He sees his Son reflected in us. And what did he say about that? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. What greater gift can we give back to the Lord? But in our trials and tribulations, our Blessed Mother will always be there to help us, to endure it, to get through it. Sometimes, by her the grace, take it away. But suffering is the tool. We should not fear suffering. We should accept it. And if inspired by grace, even ask for it. It's a great tool to help what? Sanctify our souls. To become like a victim soul to help others, which our Lord will take care of. We all want to go to heaven. We all want to strive for the main goal of getting there. But as we know, the work is hard. And it's hard because we had to fight against not only the concupiscence of the eyes, flesh, and the pride of life, but self-will is all wrapped in all that. And we had to fight against this every day of our lives. And as I told someone yesterday on a sick call, even the spiritual writers make a little fun of it, that self-will doesn't give up until after you're in the grave for 15 minutes. But it's a formidable enemy, and we have to always keep trying to conquer that. We have to become humble servants of God. Our Blessed Mother, her humility is what attracted our Lord. Wasn't her virginity, wasn't any other virtue that she acquired or had, it was her humility. And this is what our Lord went after. And so the more we humble ourselves each and every day, reminding ourselves always, we are just servants of God. That's all. And if somebody is doing better work than I am, so be it. I just have to look at how well I am doing my work for the love of God. So as time goes on, the Blessed Mother, of course, getting old, and now it's coming to her end. And she, like her son, wishes to imitate it. So when she finally did pass away, and they laid her out to rest, her desire, of course, was to remain for 3 days, which the apostles went every day to her tomb and prayed. And on the third day, they all arrived and were astonished. The body's not there. All that was left was immaculate roses that don't grow here, laid out all over the place where she laid. And they took it from there that they knew that our Lord would not leave her here alone, that he would take her to himself. And this is one of the biggest reasons why we need to pray to our Blessed Mother so often, every day, that she will keep us under her mantle, that she will watch over us every day of our lives, that she, in the time when it comes, to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Because if we ever need any help, it'll be then. So we all right now should always prepare ourselves as if today is our last day. How shall I perform my duties one last time? or be like so many others, put it off, put it off, put it off. And then when the time comes, when they're told, oh, you only got a couple months left to live, then they're going to try to cram 30, 40, 50 years into 2 months, 3 months. Good luck with that. That's why our Lord said, watch and pray. Always alert, avoiding evil, and praying to the good Lord. That's what he wants. That's what we must give him, and our Blessed Mother will help us. We cannot really comprehend her love for souls. If you remember that story I told you, and then I'll end here, but that one person who lived such a horrible life that even the religious congregation wouldn't even pray for it because they thought it was in hell. And yet on her last breath, she pleaded with the Blessed Mother, and she got her reward. God loves us. He's patient. He'll even wait for the last breath if he has to. May God bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.